this place? You're back already? Or what are your thoughts about getting back into workouts and starting
No, I mean, it always gets a little long, you know, when you're away. So it feels good to be back. And, it's exciting times. I think every team, every individual player always feels a sense of excitement and enjoyment coming back and getting some things. So it's been good so far.
Everson and Xavier were saying that Adrian Peterson was never allowed to be tackled by you guys when he was here, and now you guys can have that. Yeah. Is it going to be strange for you to get that opportunity on Monday Night Football?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll be strange. You know, I think it'll be fired up. We'll be fired up, and I think it'll be real fun. So I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think about getting to open a season at home for the first time in your career?
Is it? I didn't even know that. That's pretty cool, I guess. Honestly, to me, it doesn't really matter, but it will be cool. Monday night's always a big deal. Opening night's always a big deal. And we have a great stadium and some of the best fans, so that'll be a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, Anthony, was there any kind of just lingering thoughts about last year that kind of trickle over to as guys get back together? I mean, in terms of disappointments with how things ended, or how does that carry over at all? Or do you
a little bit, you know, but it's just a learning experience for all of us. You know, I think it's only going to benefit us going forward. You know, anytime you go through a trying time as a team, as an individual, usually have a decision to make whether you're going to be better from it or you're going to let it keep you down. And I think we're all players with great pride. And, I think we'll just be better, we'll be closer, and I think you'll see a big improvement this upcoming season.
How much do you think your responsibility is going to increase now that Chad's not going to be coming back and you're going to be looked at to being that anchor in the linebacker core?
Yeah, definitely a little more responsibility comes with it. Try to be a little more vocal, continue to lead by example, and just try to do the right thing and help the guys along the way, whatever they need. I'm more than willing to do that.
Good things from him. Going back here, had things that he said, things that he's done, things that he left you with?
I mean, he always made it enjoyable. He always kept it light. And regardless of the situation, I think that's one thing he did a really good job of, is keeping us upbeat. You know, during the time, you know, last season was pretty difficult at times, but he always had a smile on his face and was always had great energy. So it's one thing I could take. It's definitely to come to work every day. Appreciate that you have the opportunity to be here and make the most out of it.
How did you feel like forever ago when you were being drafted and came here for the first time?
It goes by quickly, for sure. You know, going on year four now, definitely by quick. But you know, we're here, so just gotta live in the moment and continue to try to improve personally and be a better teammate, be a better player, and be a better team.
How do you think you're different from the guy that came here that first time?
I mean, I think I know a lot more. Obviously, I just feel it feels at home, you know, and. I think player-wise, I've developed a lot, still have a lot to improve on, and we'll continue to do that this offseason.
Anthony, did you have any specific goals this offseason as far as personal development?
Yeah, a whole bunch. You know, I spent a lot of time with myself figuring things out in regards to what I think I need to do and what I need to be better at, and it's a long list, and I'm not going to tell you those, but it's definitely something I have a lot to work on for sure.
What was your takeaway from last year personally?
A lot of ups and downs, but like I said, I think I'll be better from it. And I'll see myself going through those times again, working very hard with coaches, with my teammates, and I'm looking forward to get back on the field.
Even if you don't want to get into specifics, just kind of general feel on what some of those, you know, will cause the ups and downs?
I mean, it's a lot of things, you know. It's hard to point at one thing and say this is the reason for not playing well or whatever it was, but I feel I'm in a better place mentally, physically, and just looking forward to getting back out there.
Yeah. Trevor, give you or the team any specific message here, what you'd like to see you guys get done this offseason?
Yeah, he just wants us to get back to doing what we do. But, you know, just being a physical football team, blue-collar team. You know, we're not going to, you know, beat teams by 30 points. You know, it usually comes down to the wire with us, and you have to execute in the late-game situations. And I think as we continue to mature together, you'll see us be better in those critical moments.
You were there for Everson Griffin's 3 sacks showing in the Pro Bowl there. Is he ready to maybe even take it to another level this season, I think?
For sure. I mean, Everson's a guy that the sky's kind of limit with him. And I think if anyone gets in his way, it'll be himself before somebody else, you know. And I think that goes with a lot of players on our team. But I know his expectations are very high. And I think we'll have a great season.
Thank you.